Letters from the Rebbe. We're up to volume 4, and we're up to letter number 1050. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, dated the 15th day of Sivan, in the year Tavshin Yudal, Brooklyn. And this is Moreinu Yosef Sheyichya. This is Yosef Katz from Chicago. The Rebbe says, Shalom Uvrocha, peace and blessing. And the Rebbe said, through our this rabbi, the Rebbe gives him all the title, Shloime Zalman Sheyichya Hecht. He was actually the rabbi in Chicago. So I received your note, your pidyon nefesh. When I will be on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that I will mention you. And certainly he will arouse great mercy for all that is need, all that you need. He'll pray for you for the all that you need. Now, he was a Kohen. So Hashem, so the Rebbe is saying to him, and that Kohanim, Hashem, blessed Hashem, has instructed that they should bless the Jewish people. The Kohanim have a mitzvah to bless the Jewish people. But Hashem says they have to bless them be'ahava, with love. Which means that they need to have the love of the Jewish people in all that their in all their conduct. And then they are assured that Hashem, blessed be He, He is actually going to bless the Kohanim. Ani avorachem, that I bless them. That He's also going to give them a flow of love. God is going to love the Kohanim. And that means that it's going to be a very visible kind of goodness to them. Rebbe says, I'm sure that you keep the schedules of learning, which is Chumash, a section of the Sedra every day, and also the day of Tehillim, as the Tehillim is divided for the day of the month, and also the portion of Tanya, as my father-in-law, the Rebbe, has distributed, divided it amongst the year. And the Rebbe ends off with a blessing for good health, and that you should be able to inform good news also in that, which means that the health is okay. Maybe he wrote to the Rebbe about a health issue too, but the Rebbe blessed him. The Rebbe encouraged him to do those studies that we do, the Shiurim of Chumash.